Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Now we are coming to another mantra of the Upanishad, chapter 1, section 4, mantra 1. Dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Where there is second, other than you, that becomes a source of fear. Advaita, the reality, bliss. Dvaita, duality, pain. And from that process that creates dualistic vision, Daitya term has come in India, of the devils. And it is that duality that is characteristics of vampires. Non-duality is absolute bliss. But you have to now understand what it implies. Atma ivedam agre aseta purusha vidha sonu vikshya nanyadatmano pashyat sohamasmiti agre vyaharat tatoham nama bhavat and so forth. The meaning is, in the beginning there was Atma, the self. It's written like a story, in the beginning there was. It simply implies the everlasting truth that is beyond all these multiplicities of the world, underlying all these layers of illusion. There, that's the self. Just like in the example of snake on the rope. Person is frightened by snake due to illusion. And you are telling the person the story. In the beginning, here there was only a rope. But the rope said, I'm so lonely. I have to have something else. So came snake. They hugged each other. The babies emerged, creating lots of drama. That's the story. And it is in that style the Upanishad writes. So, prior to everything in the world, there was nothing. No one but the self. That self looked around, didn't see anybody, no one. What loneliness, cried out. I am aham, it shouted. And immediately Upanishad gives the meaning behind it. That everyone is first aware of the eternal I am. Next, their transient name and so whenever you call someone, go to someone's house, knock at the door, and someone asks, who is there? And you say, I am. And then you scratch your head and you start giving your name. So I am awareness universal. Aham. That I am is absolute. That's called Atma. That's called Purusha. That's called Brahman. Because the Purusha was in the beginning. And in that state, all the sins were burnt up. Therefore, the name Purusha, the Sanskrit word has many implications. Purvam Aushat. In the beginning, The Purusha had burnt up all the sins, implying there were no sins, Purusha. Just like saying, in the beginning the sun has no darkness, it burnt up all the dark. It is the same that echoes in religions where say Christ has already destroyed all your sins. Shiva has already sipped up all the poison. In essence, you are already Nirmal, stripped of all impurities, devoid of all sinful deeds. In other words, all the concepts of sin and all the afflictions arising out of sinfulness, all these are in the realm of illusion. All these are in the realm of the snake. But rope alone is. The reality is Satchidananda. That Satchidananda is what you are, essential. What the whole world is, essential. Having given you a little touch of the deeper reality, the Upanishad now builds up the allegorical description that the feeling of loneliness, first it came, became afraid. Therefore, the Upanishad says, people when they find themselves alone, their first sentiment is to develop a sense of fear. You look around, you have landed suppose you are in an adventurous journey, and you're shipwrecked. You landed in an island, and you see nobody around, except some monkeys or creatures. A sense of terror enters your heart. But then, angle changed, and that Purusha came to realize, I am the Absolute. There cannot be anything other than me. The moment the discovery came, the moment there is a realization, a mystical recollection, I am the non-dual self. The moment a vision dawns, this is a rope, just to give you easier way to understand. Once you have come to the realization, this is nothing but a rope, then all the ramifications of the snake, how did it move its head, what type of teeth did it show, how did its tongue move, elaborate. All this doesn't matter. All the sources of fear vanished. Once you have recovered your non-duality, think of another. You are in a dream. In your dream, you are in a terrible situation. But you look around and there are so many things. You wake up and look around. You are the only one on your bed. From dualistic looking around to non-dualistic looking around. But this type of looking around is an act of intuitive understanding, not intellectual. It's realization, a direct perception of God, Brahman. So when you have that direct experience, a revelation, I am that am I, then what's there to be afraid of? You alone exist. Brahman alone exists. Therefore, the great saying, dvitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Wherever there is duality, there is fear. The cure, realize the non-dual self. In sleep, you are non-dual. You have absolutely no need for being aware of somebody else. When you are in sleep, you don't have that experience or that type of thinking that not only I am sleeping, there are so many people sleep. So many people don't exist. Even you don't exist the way you think yourself. Now the drama builds up. Being alone, he became afraid. Therefore, by being alone, one is afraid. He by himself reflected thus, if there is none other than I am, then why am I afraid? And of whom? Thus reflecting, he became free of fear. There is no other. When there is another, there is fear. Vitiyadvai bhayam bhavati. Now further extension. He did not feel delighted. One who is alone has no delight. That's the mass level. Practical reality. You are suddenly put into a place where there is no one to talk to, no one to share with. No cell phones, no TVs, nothing. Then you don't have delight. The daylight may be there, but no delight. One who is alone, no delight. The term alone has to be understood. Loneliness is the cause of sorrow, grief. But loneliness experienced by conditioned mind, that loneliness is backed up by big illusion. The scriptures are talking of being absolutely single, one without a second. That's fullness, not loneliness. Rivers can be lonely. When they have entered the ocean, ocean alone is allegorical. Two types of loneliness. Loneliness experienced through tamas within you. If you have created a disharmony in your environment, shocked everyone by your bitter words, living in the same house, everyone is lonely. And that loneliness continues. Even when you think that you have a lot of prosperity, because deep within your heart there rings a bell which says, how long? Things are going well, but your birthday is coming. How many candles you are going to blow? Time is passing. Therefore, in spite of all this, a sense of loneliness enters. Who will be with me? With all the sons, daughters, grandsons and big family. But when you are ready to depart, who is with you? That sense of loneliness is a big sickness that stays in the heart. It is a symptom of bhava-vyadhi, the disease of the world process. That can be cured only when you come closer to God. Better still, you become one with God. Or discover, I am that am I. Aham Brahmasmi. That's the highlight of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. The great utterance, Aham Brahmasmi, comes from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And it echoes through the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad's teachings.
Namaste, Swamiji. So you said, when there is another, there is fear. And yet, we're humans walking in this life among humans, and we have closeness to others throughout the whole experience of being a human. How then can we be able to understand that yet we are one? We're not separate. There is no duality, but we're just one human walking along.
Try to study the psychology of a mother and a baby. What brings the two together?
Love.
Then it is the love. Since there is love within you, that breaks the barriers. So even though people are in one level, they are different. Yet with love, you reach out to many hearts and you feel better. So, duality created by physical body, that's like waves. Love makes you go beyond the waves of physical bodies and you come to a deeper level of unity behind the duality. And if you go further in love, a profound enlightenment brings you. You are the very source of all these. God is the reality abiding in all the heart of people. And your soul essentially is divine. You are image of God. Three aspects of relationship I always bring. Hanuman explains, Deha Buddhya Tu Dasoham. As long as you are body, duality is there. But in spite of the duality, if you were to feel you are an instrument of God, your heart begins to expand. Having seen somebody else happy, you become happy. If it is absolutely separate, people are separate, then their feelings, etc., will not impact you. But there is something uniting all. And that you begin to understand, you become connected with God's scheme, feeling that your life is becoming an instrument in divine hand. If I were to promote acts of love and acts of goodness, I am coming closer to God. Next level, jiva buddhya tvadanshaka. To the extent you are an individual soul, conditioned by mind, you are like a ray and God is like the sun. There is no duality. As a ray, you have the possibility to shine more and more. How much? There is no limit. Simple way of saying, you have the possibility to be more loving, more humble, more charitable, more peaceful, more unruffled. You have the possibility. How much? There's no limit. Because you are a ray of God. And then come to the climax. Atma vidya tavaiva. Deepest level, you are. God alone is. All reflected suns, they may have their different stories. The deepest level, the sun alone is. And that experience comes to you each time you go to sleep. So it is not a far out truth. If you go on working with these, then what happens? In sadhana, you are doing integral yoga. So all that you need to do is to focus on integral yoga. Once that responsibility is handled by you, everything else becomes God's responsibility. And you have to have simple trust that He will handle His responsibility.
In the fear that sets in when there is that sense of separation, is because the separation tends to be even further, or because I have not been able to settle into that I am, and therefore I need someone else?
Even in practical world, relationships are not changed because of quick misunderstandings. Any profound relationship continues. With God, you have the deepest relationship, profoundest. Even though your mind may completely move away from the idea there is God, you may begin to think God may be there, but He has become very old. He lost His bite. You have absolute freedom to allow any sentiment to enter your mind. A child has all the freedom to allow all types of gestures towards the mother. And the mother is never upset. But you, in your process, you begin to discover. It's like child begins to grow up. Everyone is a child. Does so many things beyond the control. That's nature. And you don't go after those mistakes. You simply go after the essential. Highlight. And that highlight must go further with the highlight and let the mosquitoes move away from you. Otherwise, you can give importance to mosquitoes so much that you sit down and start counting them.
Okay. It seems that you know me, Swami. Thank you, Swami.
earthly. And with this I will conclude. Om Shanti Shanti.